Blog Talk Radio.
Woohoo!
Music and smoke, it's where all the country folk go to
Welcome to the Golden Country Radio Show. I'm your host, Julie Richardson. Those two songs starting us out tonight were my Higher Ground band based here in Denver, Colorado, backing me up. That was Boot Scootin' Boogie. And before that, we had Black Horse and a Cherry Tree. So thanks for tuning in. I tell you what, every week, as I broadcast here live from Golden, Colorado, it's absolutely beautiful. And it's a historic town. So as I broadcast live, I just have to shake my head because every week we're picking up more and more listeners. We're just picking up speed. We've been going since last August, and we picked up in 1 week, get this, we picked up 10 countries. Now listening, we have 30 countries representing 6 different continents, of course, because I don't think there's anyone on Antarctica listening, but you never know. That could be my new goal, to get one listener from Antarctica or even the International Space Station would be very cool. That would be neat. But so welcome to Poland, and we picked up Belgium and Hungary, Uganda, Algeria, Libya, the Philippines, Myanmar, and Brazil and Bangladesh. So welcome, you guys. Thanks so much for tuning in. This show would not be possible without the listeners. This is a chance for me not only to showcase my music and the music of my Higher Ground band, but also the music of other independent country music artists, like the special guest I have joining me here shortly, Rose Angelica. She signed with Century 2 Records. I was signed with Century 2 Records, and I was just really impressed with her talent, and I can't wait to interview her tonight live on the air and share this music with my listeners. So tune in every Thursday, because we're here every single Thursday from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. And, you know, if we usually do special guests twice a month, and then on the other dates we have a lot of my music and the music of about 16 other independent artists that we've picked up since August as well. So picking up the speed, thank you for my regular listeners that are listening in. I know who you are, and I appreciate you. In music news tonight, I just wanted to wish happy birthday, a belated happy birthday to Dolly Parton. Her birthday, her 75th birthday was January 19th. And I couldn't believe it. She doesn't look 75. She's got the energy of a 25-year-old. I've met her. She's quite the firecracker and extremely intelligent, wonderful businesswoman, and as you know, very talented. And unfortunately, though, not within a couple of days of her birthday, her younger brother just died, Randy Parton. He was a singer as well, very talented man. Definitely talent runs in the family with Stella Parton and Randy Parton, but she lost her young brother to cancer, and my heart and prayer go out to her. And as a tribute to Dolly Parton, I'd like to sing I Will Always Love You.
Should stay, I would only be in your way. So I'm going, but I know I'll think of you each step of my way. Life treat you kind. And I hope you've all that you ever dreamed of. Oh, I do wish you joy. I wish you happiness. But above all this, I wish you love. I love you. I will always love you.
Goes out to Dolly Parton, one of the greatest country singers I'll ever know, and she's just fantastic. Saw her in concert at the Wild Horse Saloon when I worked there. I worked there when I first moved to Nashville, and unfortunately it was blown up on Christmas Day, but I did get to see her in concert, and man, what a performer. Just incredible. So I know she's going through some difficult times, roller coaster called life, and hearts and prayers go out to her. And thanks for tuning in to Golden Country Music. This radio station is for you and for the independent artists like Rose Angelica, and I can't wait to interview her. She's in the wings here at the studio, and I think so highly of her. So she's just such a super talented and well-rounded and a lot of fun. This woman has fun. When you follow her on Facebook, I'll tell you what, she always got a smile on her face. So, and I'd like to mention my sponsor. This is John A's Restaurant. This is right there in Music Valley. Speaking of Nashville, Tennessee, they're right across from the Grand Ole Opry and the Opryland Hotel. And I know Rose and I have been there many times. And the great John A. Hobbs used to hold court there in the corner. It's just a great place to be. They have a beautiful patio with live music. They have giveaways. They're open Thursday through Sunday. So make sure if you're in the Nashville area and you can safely get out there, sensibly get out there, make sure you stop by John A.'s Restaurant. So Rose Angelica, this is a platinum songwriter and singer, a recording artist with Century 2 Records, and she's living in Florida right now, but I learned a lot just looking up her bio, and can't wait to talk to her. But the first song I want to play before I bring her in is her song called Girls Just Want to Drink Beer, and I tell you, that one caught my eye because that's totally me. I'm a Coors Light girl. Of course I am. I live in Golden, Colorado. I have to be a Coors Light girl. So in honor of her tonight, I have a beer sitting next to me that I'll drink after the show. But this is Rose Angelica's Girls Just Want to Drink Beer, and then we'll bring in Rose. that because that is so me. It's like I go out after a hard day of work and I just want to be left alone. Like, don't smile at me. Don't look at me. I just want to drink my beer and wash down the day. So that was Rose Angelica, and you're listening to the Golden Country Radio Show. Rose, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for being here tonight.
Hey, Julie, it's great to hear your voice. It's been too long, girlfriend.
It has. I miss you. I can't tell you.
You too, man. I miss going to John A's and drinking a cold Coors with you.
I know, and getting up on stage and just entertaining when we want. And yeah, I know. I just,
big
you know,
time.
And I tell you what, you guys are just, you know, I mean, you're being cautious. You guys always have masks and you're doing everything right, but you're having a lot of fun and you got your quarantine, I call them, your quarantine down there. And I just want to say hello to them, too.
My quarantine. Yeah, I want to do a big shout out to all my neighbors here at Winston Park in St. Petersburg, Florida. They're all listening tonight.
Woohoo! Well, welcome, St. Petersburg, Florida. I've been there. It's beautiful. Oh, I wish I was there now.
It's beautiful. Beautiful. And I want to thank all my fans in Ohio for listening, my family, my sons, Rich and Chris, my husband, Rich. Everybody's listening to the radio tonight and all proud of Mama and their wife and their friends. And, you know, we're just having a good old time.
Well, good. Well, they should be proud of you. I was looking at your biography, and I don't even realize. I mean, I worked in Century 2 Records with you as well, but I didn't realize. I guess I always thought you were from Florida, and I got to reading that you were actually from the Ohio Valley, and you were a music teacher and a musician and for 35 years with a master's from Ohio State. I was just like in the marching band. I'm like, oh, my God, I was blown away.
Yeah, I'm a Buckeye and grew up in Dean Martin's hometown of Steubenville, Ohio. And loved country music, of course, loved Dean Martin. I mean, he was my guy, and he inspired us all to go out and make it big. I mean, to go out and do something, you know. Dino made it happen, I got to say.
Wow, and you do a show for him every year, don't you?
Like, yeah, we have a big festival in Steubenville that I ran for, 22 years. And all the money goes to charities and music students going to college, and it's all about Dino and music.
Wow, what an incredible cause.
Great,
that's neat.
Good stuff.
Good stuff.
Anyway, hey, I want to know, is there snow on the ground in Golden?
There is snow on the ground, but not because, I mean, we just had a skiff the other day. When I say a skiff, we got an inch, and my mom lives up on Lookout Mountain, and she always, when I say I get a skiff, she gets, three times what I get. So, but we haven't had, I'm knocking on wood here, because I'm not wishing this for us at all, but we haven't had the snowstorms we normally do. Yesterday it was 70 degrees, and I was walking out at Chatfield State Park.
Wow.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's not Colorado, I tell you that, but I'll take it. As long as we get our moisture.
It was 70 in St. Petersburg today.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, so see, we're rivaling Florida. Move on over, because here we come. This global warming might work out in our favor,
Well, this is what we got to do. We got to bring all of our girlfriends to Golden, Colorado, and we got to go to Coors and make us a beer commercial because you and I should fill the bullet.
That's right. We could do a music video right there at Coors and go to
girls
and
just want to drink beer. Hey,
right. It's Saturday night.
Make some
girls'
calls.
Night out.
Make some calls, Julie.
I will.
Calls.
It won't take me long. I'll just walk up there and talk to Pete Coors myself and tell him that we're coming down. And now Golden's a fun town.
Like
I tell you, you're missing out if you haven't been here. But
I need to get up there and do a show with you as soon as this breaks.
Yeah, the Buffalo Rose downtown Golden. We did a show there, and it's got an amazing stage. You'd have a ball. We would have a good time.
Yep.
But
you
know what else I saw in your bio that I love it because I remember you playing the trumpet, but you're in the Buglers Across America and you play taps.
Yes.
At all the different military functions. I'm just blown away by that.
Taps.
That's so cool.
All over the country, and I played recently down in Port Charlotte, Florida. They had a Welcome Home Vietnam Veterans big 3-day event. Lee Greenwood headlined it.
No.
And Bobby G. Rice and I both performed there. And I played taps. They built a replica of the Vietnam Wall, and I played taps for the unveiling.
Wow, you're kidding.
And, it was very moving. Oh, yeah, it was very moving. And Medal of Honor winner was there from the Vietnam War and a general and all this top brass. So it was big time, and it was really an honor for me to do that as well as perform on stage. And it was a great time.
Yeah, it just sounds amazing. And I know you're just multi-talented. I mean, singer, songwriter, performer, you know, that's what is, and you know what I was saying to my listeners earlier is you're just so much fun. I mean, you're one of those personalities that, you know, just attract people to you because you like being around you and you're always positive and you're always up and you're always, you know, willing to entertain people. And I love that about
yep.
somebody. And that's what, you know, just immediately I was like, man, I like this lady. She's awesome. And,
well, you figured it out. I write songs about myself. You figured it out.
Well, you're having a good time then. That's funny. Well, and the other thing that just really impressed me too is like your latest release is a duet with Presley Jr. And
yes, is that amazing?
I saw that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like royalty in the, you know, music blood,
yep.
as you know, and he just seems like such a nice guy too. And
he's
thanks
a great
to
guy.
You,
wait
till you
meet
gonna,
him. He is
yeah.
a great guy. Yeah.
Well, thanks to you, I'm going to have him on the show on February 4th. He's going to join us in a couple weeks here.
Great.
And but it blew me away. And I guess I didn't know that Elvis had a son, you know. I mean, you look at the media and you never know. And I Googled it, and sure enough, I was like, this is incredible.
He's got quite a few kids out there.
I'm sure he does. I don't know how many will step up, and I don't know how many have his voice like Elvis Jr. does, but that's funny.
Yeah, he's the only one I met. I mean, he's fantastic, you know. And just like you said, a really nice guy.
Well, you know,
so
and,
I've been blessed. I've been you know, I was a big Elvis fan my whole life. He was my guy, and of course Dean Martin. And here later in life, I get to be friends with Dean Martin's daughter and Elvis's son. I mean, you can't get any better than that.
No, that's incredible. I mean, how neat is that?
It is incredible. It is. It's unbelievable. I can't even believe it.
It's like Kevin Bacon's game, the 6 degrees of separation, you know, the kids. And
right.
And that's what I loved about Nashville is like just hanging out with so many people, but not just, you know, if they
right.
were gone, you know, Dionne Pride and other just siblings or family
right.
members, you
right.
know, going out to Loretta Lynn's and hanging out with her daughters and,
right.
you know,
Peggy
Betty
and
Sue
Patsy,
and,
best,
yeah, and Peggy and Patsy. Oh,
yeah.
they were, yeah. So, you know, it's just
so good.
Go
They're
on
so nice
on.
To all of us. I mean, they like, you know, welcomed us all into the fold, you know, which is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Good people.
Yeah, they're really
Dolly,
good people.
And Dolly, too. I met Dolly. Dolly's really great.
Yeah. Isn't she amazing?
I can't
yeah.
say enough. Can't say enough good things about her. And she put up $1 million to get the Moderna vaccine going, the COVID thing out of
wow.
her pocket. I mean, God bless her. I got
yeah,
the shot 2 weeks ago and sent her an email with my picture taking the shot.
It's like, here I am. I know. I saw that on Facebook, and I was so envious because out here it's like, you know, crickets trying to get somewhere to get a vaccine. There's nowhere. You know, and we're in Colorado.
Well, it'll be coming.
I know. It's like, come
it's
on,
coming.
Man. I
it's
want to
coming.
Get back to some normalcy. But I want to
yeah,
take
I
a
know.
Quick break. And while I take that break, before I bring you back on and talk some more, I want to play this song, this duet that you did with Elvis Jr. Welcome to My World. I want everybody to hear this because it's incredible. I played it last week, but for those listeners that missed the show, I want to play it again, and then I'll bring you back on. So hold tight.
All right. Great.
All right. Here's Rose Angelica and Elvis Jr., Elvis Presley Jr. with Welcome to My World.
Welcome to my world. Won't you come on in?
Miracles, I guess, still happen now and then.
Step into my heart, leave your fears behind.
Welcome to my world, live with you.
You'll be
the key to this heart of love.
is the Golden Country Radio Show. I'm Julie Richardson, and that, my friends, was Welcome to My World by Rose Angelica and Elvis Presley Jr. And if you can't mistake that voice, it just, I don't know if I could get through that recording. I mean, how many takes would it take you just to, like, get through that song with him singing? And I don't know, what an experience.
You'll never believe this. I did it in one take, and so did he.
You're kidding. Well, I don't know why that surprises me. I mean, you were 2018's, like, you know, Entertainer of the Year with the Josie Awards. You're a platinum songwriter, singer. You just walk in, it's old hat, you know. That's amazing, because right. Me, I'd be all jittery going, whoa, you know. Oh, wow.
Well, I think he was more jittery to be in there with me than I was with him.
There you go. That's something to put on there.
Oh, I got a reputation, you know, Julie.
Yeah, you got to keep it up. I'm sorry, I missed that one. And where did you guys record? Did you go into Nashville, or did he come to Florida, or where?
We recorded at Hitmaker Studio in Wheelersburg, Ohio, and all the guys in there were Nashville musicians that used to be in Nashville,
wow.
And they live in Kentucky now, and they are my musicians. I use them for all my recordings, and they're fantastic.
Really? Well, they're amazing. I mean,
yep.
It just sounds
these guys
flawless.
Are the best.
Well, no wonder.
They're
you got
the best
a team like
guitar
that.
Player. I mean, they're
yeah.
awesome.
You know, people ask me all the time. They're like, well, who do you record with? All, you know, how do you get the musicians, and how do you, you know, when you're playing and you got Nashville recording musicians,
yep.
they're hard
right.
to beat. I tell you that. You can't go wrong
right.
with them. And,
well, this Hitmaker studio that I record in is a well-kept secret. I mean, that's where Ralph Stanley recorded. Tanya Tucker records there. I mean, you'd be surprised at the people that come there. It's amazing.
Huh. I'll have to look it up. I've been going to Hendersonville,
yep.
and you know, with Mike Shrimp,
yeah.
when I'm there
yeah.
anyway. And
yeah, I haven't recorded in Nashville in like 5 years.
Yeah,
I
haven't been back
there.
To Nashville in a year and a half. This is crazy. So
right, that's the last time I saw you.
Yeah, you know, I used to go
yeah.
every month,
yeah.
especially when I was writing the book, and I was, you know, we were.
I know
just...
you did. I know you did.
And now
yep.
I'm
I sure
in
miss
quarantine.
Going there too. Yeah, I went there 4 times a year, and in June I used to spend like, you know, 3 weeks there for CMA Fest, and then I'd play around
yeah.
town and record, do whatever.
Yeah.
And I sure missed it the last 2 years, you know, so maybe this year we can make it happen.
We're
going
to have
maybe
to.
Not.
We're going to have to make it happen, I'll tell you that.
I hope
but.
So. I hope so, but I can't thank Century 2 Records enough for signing. I mean, I got to meet you and... all those
yeah.
great artists there, you know, Bobby G. Rice and Jerry
oh, yeah.
Foster and Donna
we've
Cunningham
got a good,
and Alan
got a
Carl.
Good team.
Geez, Alan. Alan's been
yeah.
around forever, and he's in charge of the label. He's the president and CEO. What a nice guy he is. And,
oh,
you know,
super
he's
nice.
Been so kind to me, and he's
mm-hmm.
just really, really made me famous. What can I say? You know?
Yeah, I mean, took you in. Well, like I said, you had a reputation, though, so it wasn't too hard to make you famous or infamous.
Yeah, well,
I
always was a songwriter. I mean, I wrote songs my whole life, and that's what I really went to Nashville to be, was a songwriter. I had no intention mm-hmm. of being a performer and an entertainer, and then when mm-hmm. I first went there in 2011, I signed with Lamon Records, and I wanted to be a writer. Well, they heard the Beer song, and they go, well, gee, you got to record it yourself. It's great. You know, you do a great job,
yeah.
and that's how I fell into it. Because I didn't want to record. I just wanted to write. And here, boom.
Yeah.
And under the bus. And here I am.
Here you are. Boom. And now you're on the Golden Country
yeah.
Radio Show.
Yeah. How about that in Golden
How
Colorado?
About it? I know. That's pretty
awesome.
Cool. Well,
I can't
I'm
congratulate
super...
you, too, for having a great show. I mean, that's wonderful.
Thank
that
you.
You're having a great radio show and playing traditional country music. And that's wonderful.
Yeah.
It's good
and
stuff.
And independent artists. And, you know, for me, this is the only way I could get my music out there because – there aren't any shows out here, and I thought, well, we got to come up with something creative to keep us all going and support these
no,
independent
good.
Artists, not just me, but there's a lot
yeah.
of us out there. We're extremely talented that aren't in the mainstream, and, you know.
Right.
The
right.
listeners that are finding
yep.
us are finding, you know, the mother load, really, of really good music that I'm
yep.
hoping it'll spread, you know, and they'll support us, and we can
right.
keep the music flowing. So.
Yeah,
but,
hopefully, you know.
Yeah, well, do you have any
that's good.
Do you have any places that people can follow you? I know you're on Facebook. I saw you on Reverb Nation. I saw a music video on there. Is there other sites that can actually download your music and buy it and support you?
I'm on SoundCloud. I'm on Amazon.com, iTunes, all the main music sites I'm on, they can buy my music there, and they can buy hard copies for me. I got CDs. Century 2 has CDs.
Okay.
Lamont has CDs. They're out there online. But, yeah, definitely Amazon. Amazon even has hard copy on me. But downloads, yeah, Amazon and iTunes is the big two.
Yeah, I've been finding
all of my stuff.
I have to admit, I've got to break into the 21st century because I'm still doing only CDs. I got to get my music on the digital platform, and it's on my list of things to do while I'm sitting at home.
Yeah, I've been on digital now since 2011, and that's really made the difference. I mean, it's made me worldwide international. That's how people found me. And I mean, I was the beer song was when it came out was huge in Germany, the Netherlands. Belgium. I mean, I was invited to play at Oktoberfest one year.
I was going to say, leader host, and here we come.
That's like their huge song. Yeah, that's like their huge song. So, I mean, it's I've been really lucky in the digital network because it's gone worldwide big time. And that's really how to get your music out there today.
Well, then you've convinced me. Tomorrow, then, I need to make that priority and start doing that because I'm still living in the, 1980s and using my CDs and 8-tracks.
Yeah, you put it on CD Baby, and then they'll send it to Amazon and iTunes and all that.
Yeah.
They'll send it out to all those sites.
Well, I should have known because the last time I was in Nashville, I went to rent a car, and I brought a CD of music to practice for our show, just to practice while I'm driving around. And I got a rental car, and not one of them had a CD player. I was like, I'm out of luck.
None of the new cars have CD players. I just bought a new car. There's no CD player in it. I can't believe it.
No. I know. And my truck has a cassette player and a CD player. That tells you how old my old pickup truck is. But
yeah, but you're jamming.
That's right. I am. And whoosh. So, okay. Well, I just wanted my listeners to, to meet you. And I want you to tell me real quick, because I'm going to finish this interview by playing your song, Thank a Farmer. Tell me how that song came about.
Well, Thank a Farmer, came about. I was invited 2 years ago to play at the Florida Farm Bureau Conference here in Palm Coast, Florida. And I wrote that song in honor of my dad, who was a farmer his entire life. He was a dairy farmer and then had beef cattle back in the day. And he loved the land, and he loved to work and grow crops and raise animals, and it's just his first love. So I wrote that song in honor of him and all farmers out there. Without the farmers, we would have no food. We wouldn't have any milk to drink. I mean, you think about it. We had no potato chips. So
we'd
really
have no beer.
I wrote it. No beer either.
No beer. I mean, let's
no
get
farmers.
Serious.
So I wrote that. I wrote that in honor of him. But it's basically like a for kids, and they love it. It was a big hit in the kids market. Huge. So. That song, it's very simple, but it's good.
Yeah, well, we're going to play it now. But cheers to you, Rose Angelica. Cheers to you with my Coors Light beer here from Golden, Colorado.
Thank you,
and
Julie. And
cheers
to
your
you.
Friends
and
your husband.
Can't wait to be with you face-to-face and have
a
real Coors Light.
Yeah, that sounds good. And maybe one day we can do a duet. That'd be a lot of fun. So
yeah, we could shoot the silver bullet.
Rebel Rouse, yes.
Yeah,
well,
right
again, again, just take care. Please stay well and keep having fun out
you
there
too.
And enjoying your
you
life
too.
As much as you do. You're an inspiration.
You too. You too. And Happy New Year to you. And God bless
Thank you
and your family. And thanks so much for having me on tonight.
Of course. Thanks for joining me. All right.
Sure thing.
Good night. That was Rose Angelica with Thank. That's Rose Angelica with my interview. And this is her singing Thank a Farmer.
He gets up at the crack of dawn, puts in a 12-hour day. He loves the land and works the field. He feeds the USA. He grows crops and milks a cow, and when the day is through, he thanks God for what he's got and his friends like me and you. When you drink a glass of milk, thank the farmer. When you eat a potato chip,
trailers and a combine and a farm dog named Old Blue. Well, he raises cows and pigs and chickens to feed this great big land. He loves his wife and kids and trucks. Well, he's the perfect man. When you drink a glass of milk, thank the farmer. When you eat a potato chip, thank the farmer. Well, he works real hard, days are long, to feed us all so we can grow strong. And I just like to sing this song.
And I just want to thank Rosa Angelica again for being on our show tonight. If you liked her music, which I don't see why you wouldn't love her music and why you wouldn't want to buy it, definitely, you know, go on these digital platforms we talked about, CD Baby, Amazon Music, iTunes, SoundCloud. She's out there. She's everywhere. And her songs are great. And as you can see tonight, and if you can't find her for any reason, just get a hold of me at waitinthetruck@msn.com. That's W-A-I-T. waitinthetruck@msn.com, and I'll get you hooked up. Or if you want a signed CD, I know we can make that happen. But definitely get on Facebook and get on the sites and follow Rosa Angelica and keep up with her music, because she's bringing it every single day. So thank you, Rose. Hey, if you miss a show for any reason, we're on every Thursday from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. But if you can't make a show live and you want to listen in, or you want to listen again, or you want to share it with somebody, just go to my website at www.julierichardsonmusic.com, navigate to my radio page, and on that page you're going to see a bunch of red buttons, and on those buttons have the names of the people that were on that show and the date the show aired live. Just click on that button, and you can listen anytime you want for free. So thank you so much for tuning in. I want to play an Elvis Cardin song called Vietnam Blues.
Far from you, I got to be long.
That's Elvis Garden with Vietnam Blues. I thought of that. I wanted to play it because, you know, I know that Rosa Angelica does the taps for all of the veterans and so forth. So this next song is Tammy Kendrick. She's also signed with Century 2 Records. This one's called I Love Charlie Brown.
When a big old grizzly killed his favorite hound, and the morning paper said our only beauty shop burned down. But it don't worry me, 'cause I love Charlie Brown. Yes, I know I love him so, and I'm proud to be the girl to hold him while traveling through this world. So let the sun come up and shine, oh, let the sun go down, but it don't worry me, 'cause I love Charlie Brown. Received a letter from the folks today, and locusts ate the corn crop to the ground. And they said the new freeway will separate and ruin our town, but it don't worry me, 'cause I love Charlie Brown. Yes, I know I love him so, and I'm proud to be the girl to hold his hand while traveling through this world. So let the sun come up and shine, oh, let the sun go down, but it don't work. Love Charlie Brown. No, it don't worry me, 'cause I love Charlie Brown.
That's Tammy Kendrick with I Love Charlie Brown here on the independent radio show Golden Country. I'm Julie Richardson. I've been your host tonight. I'd like to play some Alicia McLeod. We had her on the show a couple weeks back. This one's called I'm Leaving Now.
You can keep this big old house you built. You can keep the fancy car. You can keep the dog to keep you warm when you get home from the bar. You can keep the pictures on the wall so you see just what you lack. 'Cause I'm leaving now and I won't be coming back. You can have our old home movie, the couch and my old chair. One more day is more than I can bear. You've left me here alone at night, so much you can't keep track. So I'm leaving now and I won't be coming back. I remember all your promises when I said I'd be your wife. You
That's Alicia McLeod right here on the Golden Country Radio Show, broadcasting live from Golden, Colorado. Tonight's special guest was Rose Angelica, and we also played a duet that she sang, Rose Angelica sang with Elvis Presley Jr. And I'm going to have Elvis Presley Jr. on my show right here on Thursday, February 4th from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. on Mountain Standard Time. So I'd like to play another song from Elvis Presley Jr. This one's his rendition of Early Morning Rain.
In the early morning rain, with a dollar in my hand, aching in my heart, and my pockets full of sand. I'm a long way from home, and I miss my loved ones so. In the early morning rain, with no place to go. Out of runway number 9, big 707 set to go. I'm out here on the grass, where the pavement never grows. My liquor tasted good, and the women all went fast. There she goes, my friend. She's rolling out at last. Hear the mighty engines roll. See the silver wing on high. She's in a whisper by. Far above the clouds she flies. The morning rain don't fall, and the sun will always shine. She'll be flying on my home in about 3 hours' time. This old Air Force got me down. It's not the earth you get to me. Cause I'm out here on the grass, cold and drunk as I may be. Can Joan Jett play? Like a can of freight train.
Like a freight
train. So I best be on my way. In the early morning rain. So I best be on my way. In the early morning rain. So I best be on my way.
That's Elvis Presley Jr. He's going to be my special guest right here on the Golden Country Radio Show, February 4th. And then February 18th, we got Ty Avolio coming in. He's got a whole lineup of independent artists coming into the show. And again, 30 different countries listening in. And a lot of my friends and family and my regular listeners, I want to thank you because you're the reason I keep doing this every week. You know, I know you're listening. I appreciate it when you call in. I know Dana Huffstetter's listening out of Nashville. I know Renee Franiak is listening out of Arvada, Colorado. Hello. And I know Terry and Glenda listen in from Lakewood. My dad, Jim Richardson, usually listens in from Tampa, Florida. My aunt, Linnea Sosa, listens in from San Francisco. So people are listening in from all over. I know Lynn Wright is listening in also from Lafayette, Colorado. There's just so many regulars, and I appreciate the support more than you know. As we get this radio show up and going and rolling right along, and to have people like Elvis Presley Jr. and Rose Angelica and just on and on. I mean, it's an incredible endeavor that we've taken on, and I'm having a heck of a time with it. So this next song is called It Ain't Easy Being Easy, and this went number one for me. It's a Janie Fricke song. I hope you enjoy it.
Thank you.
sit down a while. Maybe you can even smile, and I'll try to pretend that you love me again. But it might take me a little while. I know you'll be holding me tight, and you'll know when the moment is right. When I was broken in two, it was all because of you. But baby, I need you tonight. But it ain't was a clip of It Ain't Easy Being Easy. That was a number one for me, a Janie Fricke song. And as we come to a close this evening, please tune in next week from Thursdays from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. And make sure you support your independent artists out there. They could sure use it, not just during the pandemic, but always. They put their heart and souls and their life into their music for you to share. And I wanted to leave you tonight with a song that I just released to the gospel charts. It released to number 9 right away. So I'm sitting at number 9 right off the bat on the independent music charts with this next song. And I want to dedicate it to my mom, because she's always there for me every week, listening in and supporting me. And she makes everything possible in my life and everything possible with this show. So tonight, thank you again for tuning in. I appreciate you being here. And I'm leaving you with a dedicated song to my mom. It's called Wind Beneath My Wings. And until next time, so long.
I know the truth, of course I know, I will. could be.